From NPR and WBUR, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Coming up, a conversation with the head of Dana-Farber Cancer Institute about the latest in cancer research and treatment.
But first, Congress has been back on Capitol Hill for about a day, and there is a big battle shaping up, but it has more to do with the state of Louisiana. Both the House and Senate are set to debate bills on the controversial Keystone XL pipeline. What does that have to do with Louisiana? Well, let's bring in ABC News political director Rick Klein. Hi, Rick.
Hey, great to be with you.
And let's set out the players on this fascinating chessboard. The Louisiana Senator, Mary Landrieu, is defending her seat against her Republican challenger, House Representative Bill Cassidy. Their runoff is December 6th. She is a Democrat, but also from an oil-rich state. She has had a bill supporting the pipeline, but couldn't get a vote. So set up the other player, Bill Cassidy. Unspool it from there.
This could inspire an episode of House of Cards. So Bill Cassidy is the Republican candidate in Louisiana, and he is also a supporter of the Keystone Pipeline. House leaders are allowing him to attach his name to the bill and become a sponsor of it so that he is seen as the champion of this bill when they are set to approve it. The vote could happen as early as Friday, and that would allow Bill Cassidy to say, look what Mary Landrieu is talking about doing. I'm actually getting done in the House.
Well, and meanwhile, Mary Landrieu is trying to get the senators to back her. Many Democrats, I'm sure, want her to keep her seat, but what do Democrats do here?
They want her to keep her seat, but they don't want the Keystone Pipeline to get approved. What they are allowing for the first time is a straight-ahead vote on the Keystone Pipeline. Now, that's not the same as getting an approval for it. In fact, most of the supporters of Keystone think they're a couple of votes short, but they are at least allowing her to get a vote on Keystone. She's able to go to her constituents and say she's fighting for these things, but she is not likely to get the votes of most of her conference. This is seen as such a key environmental issue. Most Democrats do support the president in not wanting Keystone to go forward, at least not yet. So we'll see this pretty amazing showdown where the House and the Senate are the playing field for a Senate runoff election in Louisiana.
Yeah. Landrieu is also chair of the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee. The incoming Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has announced that Cassidy will be on that committee when, as Mitch McConnell says, he wins this runoff election. So there's a lot being thrown out here.
It is tit for tat, and it is a pretty extraordinary reaction to the election last week. I think most people realize that the Keystone Pipeline is likely to be approved by the Congress. The question will be the president's. Does he sign or does he veto the bill? Whether that all is forced this year or next year is really the only remaining question.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll put that aside for a second because I mentioned leadership of a committee also on Capitol Hill, the House and Senate holding leadership elections. Most members of Congress vote with the status quo. Some don't. Tell us about those protest votes in leadership elections.
Yeah, what usually happens is that there's at least a token of a way to express your disaffection. What's surprising is Mitch McConnell didn't get any of it. He has actually been reelected unanimously by his conference, not even Ted Cruz going up against him. And no one, even there's a lot of disaffection with his leadership, no one going against him. Harry Reid, not so lucky. We're hearing from a number of Democratic senators, including Joe Manchin from West Virginia, Claire McCaskill from Missouri, both red states, who are saying publicly they don't intend to support Harry Reid. Now, that's not the same as saying that he's got an actual challenger or that he's likely to not become the minority leader in the next Senate. But it is to say that there's a lot of frustration about the fact that he has led the Democrats the way he has, not allowed a lot of votes, and of course, now surrendered the majority to Republicans.
And Rick, what are we hearing on immigration? The president, of course, saying that he would act with executive orders if he didn't have any legislation to work with. Others, Republican leaders, saying that would be playing with fire, calling him a matador, dangling a red flag. What's happening?
Beyond the colorful metaphors, the only thing that matters now is the time frame. The White House has made clear the president will do this. He will do it before the end of the year. The question is, does he do it before Congress leaves town for the lame duck session? Or is he on a firmer ground to say that Congress tried to do it and failed or didn't get anything done? Or does he do it before that runoff election in Louisiana in 3 weeks and potentially hurt a red state Democratic senator? Or does he wait it out, maybe do it more toward the end of the year when people aren't paying as much attention? What kind of message, though, does that send about the new Congress that takes over in January?
Yeah. Okay, so we started with that runoff election in Louisiana and the importance of this Keystone debate. What should we look for? You mentioned next Thursday the House is voting. What might be happening in the Senate?
We'll have a Senate vote next week, most likely as well. And then the question becomes for the White House. And the White House just released another statement saying that the president's position is likely to be vetoed. That's what his senior advisors would say. But I think there's a growing number of Democrats who feel like Keystone is an inevitability. Maybe the president would be well advised either this year or next year to give Republicans that victory.
And give a Louisiana sitting senator that victory if it is inevitable. Rick Klein, ABC News political director. Thanks so much.
Thank you.